The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 26, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 29th, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So everybody is looking for happiness and satisfaction? Everyone would like to taste the sweetest nectar at every minute? Well, you've come to the right place. Because I'm going to teach you how to do that. It is called Bhagavad Gita. As it is. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Go Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. This science taught by Prabhupada will teach you how to taste the sweetest nectar every
minute.
There's a name for this. It's called Krishna consciousness. Tonight we will study from the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Chapter number 26. I mean, verse number
26.
Yes. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Yato yato nishchalati. Manas chanchalam astaram.
Manas chanchalam astaram.
Tatas tato niyam yaitad.
Tatas tato niyam yaitad.
Atman yeva vashang
nayet. Atman yeva vashang nayet.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Purport. The nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady, but a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami, or Swami. And one who is controlled by the mind is called Godas, or the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesha, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam. Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, what have we got? Do you know what you've got? You've got a flickering mind. That's our position in this material existence. We have flickering minds. What does flickering mean? Unsteady. Just like a lamp in a windless place is very steady. A candle in a place where there's no wind, it's just very steady, you see. But any pujari knows if he's offering an arti and there's a strong wind, it's very difficult. It may blow out the giwig, you see.
Bet ik viens pujari zin, ja ir vējš, tad ir ļoti, tad vējš var nopūst to liesmiņu, kas der, kad gīvē.
The flame becomes unsteady, it becomes a difficulty. The wind blows it this way and this way, you see.
Kad vējš būs, tad šī liesmiņa kļūst tāda nestabila.
So our present position is we have unsteady, flickering minds. Especially this is experienced by the devotees when they chant their rounds. They're chanting their japa, but their mind is going here, there, and everywhere. You see. What will I do today? When can I eat? When can I sleep? What is this devotee up to right now? What is that devotee talking about right now? In this way, the mind is dancing here and there like a dog. Not fixing on the holy name, you see. So that means we're not able to dive deeply into the ocean of bhakti. As long as the mind is flickering, we will not be able to dive deeply into the ocean of bhakti. We will only be skimming the surface of that bhakti ocean. On the surface of that bhakti ocean, we can still feel the effects of the modes of nature. Therefore, this flickering mind is a problem for us. It keeps us entangled in those three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance.
Tas tur mūs šajos pinekļos, trīs gunu, kaistības, skaidrības, kaistības un tumsības pinekļos.
Therefore, we must conquer this mind.
Tāpēc mums ir jāuzvar šis prāts.
There are different techniques.
Ir dažādas tehnikas.
There is the soft approach.
Ir vieglais piegājiens.
Given by Govindada.
Ko ir tevis Govindadas.
And there is the heavy duty approach given by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Some people prefer the hard, the heavy duty approach. And some people prefer the soft, sweet approach. Whatever approach you use to conquer your own mind, that's all right. You want to use the heavy duty approach or the soft sweet approach? That is your choice. But somehow bring your mind under control. That's the important thing. As Prabhupada points out, what are you if your mind is uncontrolled? What are you if your mind is uncontrolled? You are go das.
If
your mind is not controlled, you are go das. Go das means ashol. You are s.
On go das nozime kristezes.
As they say in Russian, you see ashol. So do not be ashol, go das. Bring your mind under control. Be a yogi. Become a transcendentalist. Why? Because that's where you get the nectar. On the surface of the ocean, you'll be still taking the poison of the modes of nature. But if you go deep, deep, deep into that ocean of bhakti, the nectar becomes completely pure. It becomes thick and sweet. So it's worth it bringing your mind under control. You know one problem when we try to bring our mind under control? The mind doesn't like it. The mind wants to run and play like a naughty child. When the child is first told he must go to school, does he like it? No way. I remember one time I lied to my mother and told her I was sick so I could stay home from school. The child does not like to go to school. So, if he goes to school though, he will learn how to like it. He will eventually be reading, learning. He'll be reading on his own time. In school they teach him how to read and then gradually he reads on his own. So, somehow or other, bring that mind under control. In case some of you are wondering, what is the soft approach and what is the heavy duty approach, I will tell you. The soft approach by Govinda Das goes like this. Bhajahu Raimana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanada Vindure Durlaba Manava Jonomo Sotsonge Torae Baba Sindure. See, that is the soft approach. My dear mind, please, won't you engage yourself in the devotional service of the Divine Son of Nanda
Maharaj?
You see, you pat the mind. Yes, my dear mind. Please, won't you do this? But then there is the heavy-duty approach by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. When you get up in the morning, take your shoes, and beat your mind 100 times.
Un simtreiz noslēnīt savu prātu.
And before you take rest at night,
un pirms jūs doties gulēt vakarā,
you take that broomstick and beat that mind 100 times. You can choose whichever method you like the best. Or you can do both if you like. Somehow or other, bring your mind under control. That's the point. Do not remain a slave of your mind. The mind is a cruel master. It will cheat you every time. It will keep you entangled in this material existence. The mind is a very expert, you know, conniving? No. Con artist, you know that one? A con artist? Cheater.
Cheaters, yeah.
Very expert professional thief. What you have to do is just like a mother trains her kid how to be well behaved. The intelligence is like the mother and the mind is like the child, you see. How many of you mothers here have raised children? Let's see a show of hands. Any ladies here have raised children? There's one, two, three, yeah. So, four or five, yes. So there is an art to raising a child, you see. So that same technique of raising the child, you have to use that to bring your mind up also in Krishna
consciousness.
And what is the secret of raising the child very nicely? Will simply scolding the child work? Will that be effective? If all you do is simply scold the child, will that be effective? No, you have to give him a better engagement, you see. So Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati's program is to scold the child, you see, in the mind. And Govinda Das is to give a better engagement. So actually both methods should be used together. Use the method of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati to stop the mind from doing nonsense. Then once the mind stops its nonsense, then you have to give it some positive engagement.
Tad, kad prāts ir pārstājis darīt muļķības, tad jums jādod kāds pozitīvs mudinājums.
And this is also described in the bhajan by Govindadas.
Un tas arī ir aprakstīts bhajanā, ko mums sniedz Govindadas.
Prabhupāda has given wonderful purport to this bhajan.
Prabhupāda ir devis brīnišķīgu skaidrojumu šim bhajanam.
He explains in this way that the mind may protest to Govindadas. Complain. The mind may complain to Govindadas. That you have taken away my material engagements, now what will I do? And in his final verse of this bhajan, Govindadas, he gives full program to the mind. Shavana kirtana smanana vandana pada sevana dashare pujana saki jana admani vedana govinda dasa vilasare. You see, he's given the mind. Now, my dear mind, I have taken away your sense gratification. But don't you worry, mind. I will keep you busy 24 hours a day with the most wonderful nectarian activities. You can drink the sweetest nectar of Krishna Katha into your ears. And you can vibrate this supreme nectar from your mouth. In this way you become totally absorbed in this ocean of nectar. Shravana kirtana smarana and vandanam. You can pray to Krishna, you see. Vandana pada sevana. You can serve the lotus feet of the Lord. Dashare. You can be a servant like Hanumanji. Hanuman, yeah. So there is full facility for the mind. To be 24 hours a day tasting the sweetest nectar of Krishna Prem. So in this way you train the child of your mind. By keeping it always absorbed in bhakti 24 hours, you see. That's why in Vedic culture, what is the time for rising in the morning? As explained by Srila Prabhupada. I saw four fingers over here, yes. 4 a.m. Prabhupada explains the time for rising is 4 a.m. This is Vedic principle. You rise at 4 a.m., you take your bath and absorb immediately in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. You see. You give your mind a solid dose of Krishna bhakti every day before you begin your occupational duties. Whether you're a household, a housewife, a cook, a entrepreneur or a prime minister, whatever you may be, if you will have a strong morning program every day of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, you are training your mind how to stay fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna 24 hours a day, you see. If you have had a solid morning program, then when you go to your occupational duty, you will see it in relation with Krishna. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sravancha mai pashyati tashyaham na pranashyami satchamena pranashyati. One who sees, Krishna says, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, for that person I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So if you will train your mind how to dive deeply into Krishna Katha every morning, deep into Krishna Bhakti, then you will be able to see Krishna everywhere. And everything within Krishna. In the temple, on the street, in your home, even in the grocery store when you're standing in the line, you will see Krishna everywhere. This is called Krishna consciousness.
We
have a society here called the Society for Krishna Consciousness.
See,
Gornitai Ki Jai. Because we are training you how to be Krishna conscious.
Tāpēc, ka mēs trenējam, apmācam jūs, kā būt Krišnas apziņā.
This is why we are requesting you to rise by 4 a.m.
Tāpēc mēs lūdzam jūs celties 4 no rīta.
So you can get free from the mlecha culture.
Lai jūs varat atbrīvoties no mlecha kultūras.
And experience that Brahma Muhurta hour with deep absorption in Krishna bhakti.
Un lai Brahma Muhurta stundā jūs varētu iegremdēties dzīvi Krishna bhakti.
Whether you come to the temple, or you have a program in your home, somehow have a nice morning program every day. This will make you very strong in devotional service. And you will see Krishna everywhere. And your mind will automatically be controlled. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
Vai mēs varam teikt, ka tas, kā bērni klausa vecākus, ir atkarīgs no tā, cik lielā mērā mēs kontrolējam savu prātu? Vai arī bērnu karma ir pati par sevi. Can we say that there is a relationship between how strong we control our mind and how our children obey us?
Yes.
Or children have their own karma and we have our own.
Now, there are both things.
Abas.
By their karma, they become your child. And how well you're able to be an example for them, that will influence them. Isn't that our philosophy? Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 21.
Bhagavad Gita, 3, 21.
Yad yada charati shrestas tattare vetarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanuvartate. Whatever standard the great man sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So, and that applies to your home life also. The parents have to become acharyas for the children.
If
you can either be a Krishna Bhakti Acharya or a Maya Acharya. If you are a Goswami, your children will become Goswami. If you are Godas, your children will become Godas. So you have to become Goswami. Otherwise, you're not doing your duty as a parent. If one cannot be Goswami, it's better not to have children. The duty of the parent is to deliver their child from the cycle of birth and death. So if you're not willing to be an ideal example of Krishna consciousness, don't have any children. And if you are willing to be an ideal example, you should have many children. Today we visited the leader of the Mormon Church for the Baltic countries. Their philosophy is to have many children. So, we are not against sex life. We would like, if there can be ideal householders like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we would like to see many, many children coming in our movement.
Cilvēki,
Any other questions? Yeah.
Jautājums ir, vai tas pats efekts, kas tiek uzskatīts, tiek iegūts klausoties dzīvo skaļu, mēs saņemam tādu pašu efektu klausoties ierakstu.
It is said that live sound vibrations affect us very strongly, but is it the same effect when we listen to recordings?
Yes. The transcendental Shabda Brahma can come through recording also, yeah.
Transcendental Shabda Brahma nāk arī caur ierakstiem. Jūs teicāt, ka Brahma Muhurta stundi jāizmanto, lai audzinātu savu prātu, bet lai audzinātu prātu, vispirms ir jāpieceļās, bet prāts nevienmēr ļauj piecelties. You said that this Brahma Muhurta hour should be used to teach, to train our mind, but to be able to train our mind, first we should get up, but mind doesn't allow us to get up. So how to be? Before training him,
what happens when the alarm clock goes? Do you set the alarm for 4? What happens? Do you set the alarm? First thing is set the alarm for 4.
It doesn't help. It didn't help.
Do you set it for 4?
Yes.
Do you hear it go off?
Is it after
Yes.
What do you do when you hear it go off? All right, then here's what you do. You get a second alarm clock and set it for 4:01. Because the first alarm clock will wake you up partially, and the second alarm clock will wake you up a little more, you see. If that doesn't work, you get a third alarm clock that goes off at 4:02. You get it, but you see how many alarm clocks it takes. I guarantee you, they'll reach a point where you will get up. Especially if you get a loud alarm clock, you put it on the other side of the room. So you have to get up and stagger across the room to turn it off. Then put the second one in another corner of the room.
No.
If you're really determined, you know, you'll be able to get up. Even if it takes 3 alarm clocks, you see. Yeah, you can buy one of these timers, you know. Turns on electrical switch. You can have a video come on of Prabhupada, or you can have, you know, on the television. You can do all. You get one of these little timers. You can have your whole house turn on. Turn on some, you know, turn on a slideshow or a movie of Prabhupada, you know, in the Ratha Yatra festival or something. I mean, be creative, you know. You have some intelligence as a human being. Use that intelligence. How to subdue that nonsense rascal, your mind, you know. Isn't it fun to win a fight? So beat that rascal. Defeat him. You'll be glad you did. You'll have a great day.
Un jums būs laba diena, ja jūs to izdarīsiet.
Any other questions? Yes?
There are three types of servants. Three types of servants or three types of devotees?
There are three types
of servants. Yes, yes.
Three types of devotees, and each can be trained in a different way. Can we apply that to the mind also?
Yes, yes.
Ir trīs veidi bakas, un katru no viņiem jāapmāc dažādā veidā, vai to mēs varam pielietot arī ar runāju pa prātu.
Certainly. Any other questions? Yes?
Те люди, которые начинают увлекаться сознанием Кришны, они как бы меняют кардинально свою жизнь. И бывает так, что люди, которые не имеют никакой, не увлекаются никакой духовной традиции, да, не посвящают себя, они за счет поиска своего ума начинают не придумывать себе и думают, что вы, ну, нас называется сектантство, да, что вы insane. Вот. Как, ну, научить себя правильно с ними обходиться, воспринимать?
Tātad cilvēki, kuri sāk interesēties par Krišnas apziņu, viņi būtiski maina savu dzīvi. Un tiekoties ar cilvēkiem, kuri nav pievērsušies nekādiem garīgiem meklējumiem, to cilvēku acīs viņi izskatās tādu dīvaini. Kā pareizi biedroties, uzturēt attiecības ar šādiem cilvēkiem? People who get interested in Krishna consciousness, they change their lifestyle and they get changed. And they regularly have to meet or associate with people who don't have who don't seek any spirituality in their lives, and in those people eyes, Hare Krishna people look, they seem a bit weird, and question is how to behave, what is the right way to behave with them?
Well, it's a real simple thing. If you think Krishna consciousness is weird, they will think it's weird.
Ļoti vienkārši lieta, ja jūs domājat, ka Krishna's apziņa ir kaut kas dīvains, tad arī viņi domās.
Just like today, I met with the head, I sat for an hour with the head of the Mormon Church for all the Baltic countries.
Kā šodien, man bija tikšanās vairākā stundu ar Mormoņu baznīcas vadītāju visās Baltijas valstīs.
Did I think Hare Krishna was weird?
Vai es domāju šīs tikšanās laikā, ka Hare Krishna ir dīvains kaut
kas? It's really up to you. What do you feel?
Tas viss ir atkarīgs no jums, kā jūs jūties.
Do you think Hare Krishna is weird or is it cool?
Kā jūs domājat, vai Hare Krishna tas ir kaut kas dīvains vai tas ir kaut kas foršs?
If you're convinced that it's really cool, you'll be able to convince others by your own enthusiasm.
Jūs esat pārliecināts, ka tas ir kaut kas labs, tad arī jūs varēsiet par to pārliecināt citus.
I'll give you a graphic example.
Es došu piemēru.
Have you ever heard of that? There's a famous actor from the old days of the silent movies. His name was Charlie Chaplin. When Prabhupada was a boy, he used to really like the Charlie Chaplin movies. He said that Charlie Chaplin had an original sense of humor.
Viņš teica, ka Charlie Chaplin ir sākotnējais humora izjūta.
So anyway, Prabhupada gave an example from the Charlie Chaplin movie.
Charlie Chaplin films.
He sent three householder couples to Great Britain to start our movement there. And to get sent three householder couples to go to Britain to start ISKCON in Great Britain.
Viņš nosūtīja trīs ģimenes uz Lielbritāniju, lai sāktu šo kustību tur.
So he told them this story to help them understand what should be their proper attitude when they go to Britain.
Un viņš teica, kādēļ jābūt viņu attieksmei, kad viņi dodas uz turieni.
There was no devotees of Krishna anywhere in the whole country. They were the only ones, six people.
Tur nebija neviena Krishna's Bhaktas visā valstī, vienīgi viņi seši cilvēki.
So he told them what should be their attitude.
Viņš teica viņiem, kādai jābūt viņa attieksmē.
So you're ready for the story? Everybody's ready for the story?
Visi ir gatavi stāstam?
Want to hear the story from Charlie Chaplin movie? Anyone like to hear that story? Okay. All right. So, there was a ballroom dance, you know, with all the men are wearing the tuxedos, and the ladies are all wearing these big, huge, flowing gowns, you know, big, fancy dance, you know. And there was a little courtyard off at the side, you know, with some bushes and some benches where you could sit down with your girlfriend and have a little chat between the dances. So some mischievous little children thought to play a joke.
Un viens tāds bērns izdomāja joku izspēlēt.
They took some glue and put it all over the bench.
Viņš paņēma ar līmi un nosmērēja to soliņu tajā pagalmā ar nosmērēja līmi soliņu.
So when Charlie Chaplin sat down on the bench with his girlfriend,
tagad Charlie Chaplins apsēdās uz soliņu savu draudzeni.
His tuxedo tail stuck to the bench.
Viņa šīs tās smoking, tās, zināt, tās ase pielika pie soliņa.
And when he got up from the bench, it ripped his tuxedo. Rip!
Un tad, kad viņš piecēlās no soliņa, tad viņš pārplēsa savu šo te smoking.
So Charlie Chaplin, he was a very smart man, you see.
Charlie Chaplin's be ļoti gudrs vīrs.
Because now he's going to look really weird at that ball dance with a ripped tuxedo.
Everybody's
going to look, oh, you're really weird. You have a ripped tuxedo, you see. So did he get all embarrassed and think, oh, now I'm weird. I guess I just better go home. My evening is ruined. I have to leave the dance now because now I'm weird. I have a ripped tuxedo. Did he do that? Anybody you see the movie? No, he didn't do that. Charlie Chaplin had a bright idea. He went into the men's room. And he ripped it even further, all the way up to his neck. Rip! It wasn't a little rip anymore. That was a big, huge rip. Before, it was slightly obvious that he had a ripped tuxedo. But now it was blatantly obvious that he had a ripped tuxedo. So he took his girlfriend right into the center of the dance floor. And he started dancing like crazy. Twirling this way. Twirling that way. Jumping up. All kinds of the most amazing dance steps you've ever seen. And everybody in that ballroom stopped dancing. They all just stood around and was there in a state of awe. Watching Charlie Chaplin dance. And you know what all those men did? They all ripped their tuxedos. All the way up to the top. Rip. And they all started dancing like crazy in that ballroom. So Prabhupada told, you should be like Charlie Chaplin when you go to Great Britain. So his disciples, they obeyed his order. And they were so successful. They got the Beatles to join Hare Krishna. George Harrison spread Hare Krishna all over the world. Because those devotees didn't think that Hare Krishna was weird. They knew there was nothing more cool than Hare
Krishna.
And with that enthusiasm, they created a storm of Krishna Bhakti in Great Britain. So if you think Hare Krishna is weird, you are wrong. There's nothing more cool than being Hare Krishna. That's why God Himself, who was the supreme enjoyer. That's why God Himself, who was the coolest of the cool. What does He do? He shaves His head and joins the Hare Krishna movement. Did you know that God joined our movement? Yes. God Himself, He has joined the Hare Krishna movement. He has joined the, as I explained last night, He has joined our Bhakta program. Bhakta avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is so cool, we worship Him every day. So, if you want to be cool, if you want to be cutting edge, if you want to be in with the in crowd, in with the in crowd, you don't remember that pop song? It's an old pop song. I guess you never, it wasn't a big hit in Europe, I guess. There used to be a song called In with the In Crowd, which you really... Then you have to become a Krishna conscious person, you see. There's nothing cooler than being Krishna conscious. That's why wherever I go all over the world, I wear a tilak and a dhoti and a shaved head and a sika and neck beads.
Tāpēc, lai kur es nedotos pasaulē, es valkāju dhoti, man ir tilaks, man ir skūta galva un šikha un kantimals.
Because I'm proud of Krishna consciousness.
Tāpēc, ka es esmu lepns par Krishna apziņu.
I'm not embarrassed by it.
Es neesmu samulsināts par to.
Actually, we are not weird.
Mēs patiesībā neesam dīvaini.
It's the non-devotees who are weird. So our program is to turn all the weirdos into cool people, you see. That's our program. Turn the weirdos into cool people, you see. Any other question? Yeah.
Recently, Pope was in the States,
mm-hmm.
and I saw there was a big gathering and with spiritual leaders, and I saw one Vaishnava, one devotee there.
Yes, one of our ISKCON men. He met the Pope. Yeah. He, one of our ISKCON men was chosen to represent the Hindus of North America.
Yeah, viens no ISKCON cilvēkiem tika izvēlēts, lai pārstāvētu Hindu.
Yeah. Shri Gonitai ki jai. So any other question? Everyone satisfied now? Chandra. All right, okay.
Bhakta,
Tad vai vajadzētu būt tāpat kā kā veids māc pret bērnus 5 gadu maigiem par bērnu 5 gadiem maigiem vajadzētu būt pret katru jaunu vaktu maigam. According to Vedas, parents should be very soft with their child until he reaches 5 years. First 5 years of his life, parents are very, very, very sweet and soft. And
no, actually, they grow up then you're sweet. So. When they're young, you have to give them very good training. You can't just let them do whatever they want. No. No, after they become adult, young adult, that's when you have to let them do. But before that, you have to give them very strong training.
Nē, tas tā nav. Tikai tad, kad viņi pieaug, tikai tad viņam var ļaut darīt to, ko viņi grib. Bet kādā viņš ir mazs, viņam nedrīkst ļaut darīt to, ko viņš grib.
You think you should let him run wild all over the house like a little animal?
Vai jūs domājat, ka viņam vairāk, viņš tā kā meža dzīvnieks var skraidīt pa māju? Jā.
No. No, you have to train them properly.
Nē, jūs viņš ir pareizi jāuzina.
It's a very simple program to train the child. The child, a young child likes to be with his parent. He likes to do what his parent is doing, you see. That's why the little girl, she would like to get a toy stove so she can think she is also cooking, you see. So the parent simply has to always be engaged in devotional service. And then you engage the child in doing service along with you. The child will be happy. When you come to the class, bring your child and sit the child on your lap so the child will also learn how to hear the lecture. Do not think the child is too young. Let the child run and play. That's a big mistake. Bring the child and put the child with you. The child should, just as you are hearing the lecture, the child should hear the lecture with you at the same time. And the little child, you'll be amazed how they can absorb the philosophy and they will even memorize verses. It's amazing. We've seen little children who can quote shlokas just because they heard the lecture. Just by, they don't even have to practice it. Just by hearing the class, they can recite the shloka. The child's mind is very suitable for learning. If you do not give your child Krishna conscious education, you are murdering your child. Any other questions? Yeah.
Man ir divi dēli, un man ir grūti, ja es ar abiem tik vienlaicīgi galā, bet ja es vienu nesu, tad otrs ir otrs pārdzīvos, viņš būs greizsirdīgs. I have two sons, and it's very difficult for me to bring them both. I can bring one, but then other one will be envious, will become envious.
That's a wonderful envy. I want to go to the temple. That's a wonderful envy. I want to go to the temple. That's great. They can take turns. If you can't, why you can't bring both? You have two arms, don't you?
Сутра тоже как-то получается, что мы так пустили, да, будет как обратно, потом вернуться.
Just because I don't have time, because then I have to bring them back, and it is there is a lack of time to bring them, then bring them back.
You have to find the way to make the time, because you brought them into the world. Now you must deliver them.
Вы должны найти, как найти время для них, потому что вы из-за вас они появились на.
Even if you have to come late to the temple and leave early.
Даже если вы должны приходить позже в храм и оставить храм раньше.
You have to sacrifice your own time. If you, even it means you spend less time at the temple and more time commuting, you have to save them.
И даже если из-за этого вам придется самому лично находиться в храме меньше.
Krishna will bless you if you engage them in Krishna consciousness.
Krishna благословит вас, если вы привлечете их к сознанию Кришны.
You'll become more Krishna conscious if you try to help them become Krishna conscious. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. Therefore, you must give them Krishna. Any other questions?
Can I ask about Mormons?
Not so important, but what is it?
No, sorry, because it's here. Not question, but it's observation about the big thing that is now with Mormons in the States. Prabhu's conclusion is that if you want to spread any teaching anywhere, you should follow local rules, because that group of Mormons are accused of
That's why Prabhupada. That's why Prabhupada told us that we couldn't have polygamy in ISKCON.
Yeah,
Prabhupada, the Vedic culture allows polygamy. But Prabhupada forbade us to be polygamists. For many reasons. One is that our men are not so self-controlled to be proper husband for more than one wife.
Viens iemesls tas, ka mūsu vīri nevar sevi tā kontrolēt, lai viņi būtu labi vīri vairāk kā viena sieva.
The other thing is it's illegal.
Otra lieta, tas ir nelikumīgi.
So anything else? Anyone else besides these two? Anyone else? Question? All right.
Ja mani vecāki, kas nav pieņemši Krišņas apziņu, mēģina manu bērnu barot ar gaļu, rodas konflikts, bet nav labi, ka konflikti ir vecākiem. According to the Vedic culture, children should maintain good relationships with their parents. But what to do if my parents don't accept Krishna consciousness? If they try to feed my child meat, there was a conflict. But
then respect them from a distance.
Tad cieniet viņus no attālu.
But if you live together?
If you live together,
no, you have to move out.
Sorry?
Need to move out. Get your own place. It doesn't work to live like that with meat eaters. You want to feed your kids. You got to get out of them. Somehow or other, you got to get out of there. Or train them up, one of the two. Get really heavy with them and say, look, you can't do this. Get really heavy with them. You have to forbid them from doing that.
Tā vai savādāk jums ir jāatrod veids, kā atstāt to lietu, vai arī viņiem bija jāmāc, ka viņi tā nedrīkst darīt.
Can't allow them. Strictly you must forbid them from doing such nonsense things.
Jums ir pilnīgs ļoti asi.
If they refuse to cooperate, then get out. Can't be in that atmosphere. Anything else? Okay. We thank you, Abedi. Oh, one more? Okay.
Devotees are afraid of getting these bad qualities from people they associate with. And the question was asked to Prabhupada what to do. And the answer was given by Prabhupada that you should approach anyone. Lord Chaitanya. So what does it mean? What should we see?
It's very simple. You must give you instead of taking their association, you give them your association. That's all. Don't allow them to lead you. You must become the leader. That's the simple one. We approach every materialist and we say, take this book. We tell them to take the book. And give some money. We tell them what to do. We take the leading role. If you let them dictate to you, you become contaminated by their association. Therefore, in Vedic culture, a Brahman, he'll never become a worker under a non-devotee.
Tāpēc vēstkajā kultūrā Brahmans nekad nekļūt par strādnieku.
A Brahman will never take Shudra role to be a servant of working under someone as an employee. He always keeps his independence. Under emergency, he can act as Kshatriya or a Vaishya, but he'll never become subservient to someone else. That is Brahman. Only to his guru will he be subservient. Because if you become subservient to materialistic person, then you take their qualities. But if you have no other means of earning your livelihood, then just you have to have very good sadhana to protect yourself. If you have to work for some karmi boss and you have no choice for survival, then you have to have very good sadhana to protect yourself. Okay, anything else? All right, we'll stop here. Everyone come back tomorrow for more Bhagavatam class.
We'll greet. Bhagavatam.
Let's see if there's some prasadam tonight. Is there any prasadam coming? Okay. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His Grace Srimad Sankarsan Dasa Vikari Ki Jai.